Fire season started early in California, early and with a vengeance. Lightning strikes have sparked more than 800 wildfires. Many are out of control, spreading across parts of northern and central California. The biggest is in the remote and heavily wooded Big Sur. There, where dramatic hills stretch down to the sea, 26,000 acres have gone up in flames. That's where David Gorn went and filed this report.
The remote and stunning coastline of Big Sur, famous for its iconoclastic artist culture, has been invaded by trucks and air tankers and helicopters and by big men in yellow coats and waffle stomper boots.
We were one of the first crews here, first-hand crews here.
Firefighter Jim Hale and his crew come from Central Oregon. They've been cutting fire lines for 4 days now. And Hale says he's seen this fire get so hot that even the thick bark giant redwoods here go up like matches.
You see these redwoods? That's big timber. That's big timber. When they get the ladder fuels and the trees going up to them, you get to catch the top of them on fire. They burn. It's wood. It burns.
And it has burned thousands of acres so far along the hills above Big Sur and roared down canyons until it reached Highway 1 on the coast. About 12 miles of the Central Coast Highway is closed, and people were evacuated from about 75 homes there. Those residents gathered at a Big Sur ranger station.
Hi, Jackie. Love your hair.
To get information and to commiserate.
Yesterday, I found out that my house had been saved. So that is, it is good news.
For days, Big Sur resident Brenda Stevens wasn't sure whether her house was still standing. And now she's still not sure what shape it's in. A shuttle is tentatively planned for today so people can briefly visit their houses and view the damage.
My house, I'm fairly confident about and happy about, but I still have many concerns of not knowing what to expect. It's going to be quite a moment to see it. It really will be.
I caught break.
Fire Captain Mike Savage is taking a tour down the closed section of highway. The fire engine companies stationed along the coastline are putting out hotspots and continually drenching homes and businesses that sometimes sit a few paces from the searing fire. At this point, he says, this is a fire that goes where it wants.
It's a very challenging fire just based on location, terrain, the fuel continuity, the weather conditions. The fire's burning. We're seeing fire weather that we don't normally see until like October.
That hot, dry weather has bedeviled firefighters here and across the state, Savage says. The staging area at a Big Sur campground looks like a small city with more than 700 firefighters. And now that this blaze has been made the top priority in the state, even more fire crews are on their way here. California officials are trying to balance the extreme needs of the big fires, Savage says, with the sheer number of smaller ones throughout the state.
We were hit with numerous fires up and down the state, numbers that we've never seen before. In June, it's going to be a very long, drawn-out fire season for all of our firefighters.
In Mendocino County, more than 100 fires have burned 33 square miles. And in all, more than 12,000 firefighters from 41 states have been pitching in to fight the blazes. Yesterday, California's weather cooled down, and that helped firefighting efforts. But this weekend, Savage says, temperatures are expected to heat up once again. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn.